Welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Gary Daniil is a publisher, author, historian, and poet. He's known for his book on Charlie Berger as well as his online magazine, Springhouse. His son, songwriter and musician Hugh Daniil of the Woodbox Gang, reflects on some of the favorites of his father's poetry.
My dad, Gary Daniil, read this poem at a fellow's funeral because the fellow asked him to while he was still alive. He claimed it was the best poem ever written. I remember Dad working and tweaking this one over the course of many years. Sometimes he would try to put it to music, and I can hear the various tunes applied. I might give it an attempt at song at some point myself. But for now, here is Turnips. So rich was the earth there in Womble's blue shadow. My turnips took ribbons each year at the fair. And turnips they called me for raising such big ones. But lonely I slept every night of the year in a bed hickory hard, and I slept poorly there. Half slept, you might say, as clocks ticked away, and mice dreamed of cheese balls big as the moon, and owls in the orchards and coyotes beyond took turns singing hymns, each hair-raising tune, reminding the sleepless of sleep to come soon. A name on a stone on a wind-battered hill isn't much, but it's all that I am or will be. My ribbons, the four winds scattered at will, taking time out to scatter all memory of me. Yet keen as a knife, I can still recall having no woman each owl-haunted night and crying aloud to the newspapered wall, to hell with the turnips. This just isn't right. The wall was not moved in the least by my plight, and stars high above burned on just as bright. Forever they burn in the pitiless night. This is one that my dad definitely played and sang a lot when I was a kid. It's almost a challenge not to fall into the sing-song quality of it. It has a ballad of Curtis Lowe spirit to it and a very similar storyline, but I'm fairly certain this was written at least a few years before that Lynyrd Skynyrd tune. This character Ben was based upon a real person. To my knowledge, he was not a renowned turnip farmer, though. Old Ben. More than wine or gin, he loved the blues washed down with beer. For then old Ben was young again, raw youth he was that year. I did my least to say the best, half banging out a song on a tan guitar fresh out of tune. But Ben tap danced along, as if I were a one-man band and he a dancing fool, not some old drunk we'd always known whose only church in school had been a hollow, name unknown, where autumn's shadow fell through golden leaves of hickory trees to hide a copper still. That year and far too many more soon faded into time. And Ben, 10 years ago last spring, he died without a dime. No longer young, I seldom turn a thought to dim back when. But hoot owls on the hills, they say, still sing the blues for Ben. This one is far more recent compared to the others. Many believe, and I would not disagree, that poetry and songwriting are quite therapeutic. Yet this is a poem about traditional therapy. I think it's among the best that my dad has written in years. I was actually at a recent band rehearsal and recited this to the other members as a song we should soon play. They agreed. Keep bleeding, please. Now me and my shrink, forever we're linked in a way that is weird to the core. I pay him to hear me, seek guidance, but dear me, his guidance is keeping me poor. Rather than save me from traits that enslave me, he listens and nods off and on. Keep talking, he urges, and I talk in surges, but Lord, my life savings are gone. And thanks to your chatter, my wallet is fatter, my mansion is paid for, and I am well fed. So bleed the air bloody with words, my old buddy, for I'm here to hear you and keep you well bled. I tell of the fairies that dance in the dairies and pirates that haunt the saline. I tell of the cougars with lipstick and lugers and voices in washing machines. I tell of the heroes who wind up as zeros and cowards who pocket the loot. I tell of the Yeti who wolfs his spaghetti and hoot owls that don't give a hoot. I tell of a vulture so bought into culture he only eats rot that is right. I tell of an oaf who consumes so much tofu he talks to himself day and night. I tell of a bandit whose conscience can't stand it and turns himself into the law. I tell of a scholar who wears a dog collar and scratches the door with his paw. And thanks to your chatter, my wallet is fatter, my mansion is paid for, and I am well fed. So bleed the air bloody with words, my old buddy, for I'm here to hear you and keep you well bled.
That's musician and songwriter Hugh Daniil of the Woodbox Gang. He recited some favorites of his father's poetry. Gary Daniil is a poet, writer, and historian. He is the publisher of Springhouse Magazine and the author of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger, published by SIU Press in 1998. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.
Shady rest. People learned to fear him throughout the Middle West. Down in Old West City, Joe Adams was shot down. A crowd just said, these murderers must be found. These murderers must be found. These murderers must be found. The crowd